Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up? Welcome in. This is In This League, live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's a spin-off edition of In This League, Bogman. It's like there's a multiverse, and this is one of the parallel universes that our personalities reside in. Right here on FNTSY.
It's the multiverse. This is the spinoff?
Yeah, this is like, it's like, because it can't be a spinoff, because the spinoff would have to be about, like, it would just have to be like Bogman and like his adventures, or a side character. That would be a spinoff.
So boring. Oh, I'm a side character.
Yeah, well, no, with a side character with of IT. Yeah, what I'm saying is, like,
it'd be the adventures of Bogman and Captain.
Yeah, like this is a different show, or this is, you know, it's a multiverse. That's what it is.
Well, I tell you what, if we're going into the multiverse and shows, my superpower is getting shows canceled, because that SOB Swamp Thing had a show, and now it's gone.
He did.
How do you like them apples?
Huh? He won. Bogman, right, the arch nemesis of Swamp Thing. He lasted one episode, and he knocked his ass right off of television.
It was so bad that they said he had to go.
Did they say what it was, too, by the way? I'm going to type in Swamp.
To be honest, I was actually kind of pumped to see
that
series.
The trailer looked awesome.
And I don't know if they've made all of the episodes. Why would they cancel it after one episode? Why wouldn't they do it after a season?
So let's see. There's always an ad. Swamp Thing cancellation coverage muddied by tall tales of tax snafus. So what is this? Let's see.
What is that?
A series of tweets by Austin writer and cartoonist John Golson blamed the show's demise on a colossal tax credit snafu in North Carolina that drained the show's budget by withholding $40 million in fees that Warner Brothers had been counting on. So they were counting.
What?
So, okay, you know how there are states out there, you'll commonly hear that, like, New Orleans places go and get filmed because states will offer tax credits for companies to come in, do their movies, because it brings jobs and stuff. So apparently,
well, Arizona did that with Sahara. You remember that movie Sahara?
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of movies.
Yuma.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different movies that were done. A lot of the old westerns and stuff. I think 310 to Yuma and all that. So apparently they were expecting, for filming in North Carolina, in the swamps, they were expecting a $40 million tax credit that they didn't get. This report apparently was detailed enough to sound credible, so plenty of sites pounced on the information. Oh, wait. But all of it turned out to be as solid as swamp water and twice as muddy. So wait, they're lying to us. That wasn't it? All right, so Guy Gasser, now we're into this, North Carolina Film Office said reports description of a tax transaction trap door didn't match the facts. The numbers were off by citing a tax credit sum of $40 million that not only exceeds the maximum payment per season of production, blah, 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 not important. Meanwhile, eventually returned the Twitter debate, but sounded like someone who knew the insider. Don't even, blah, blah, blah. So it just sounds like there was a bunch of money that was supposed to be tied to it. They didn't get it. So they killed the damn thing. They said the second episode of Swamp Thing was added to the DC Universe streaming site. This must have been just recently. And 8 more weekly episodes. Oh, they're on their way. So we're going to get we're going to get the full season.
There's not going to be on television.
They can't, but they canceled that ass right after it jumped, right after it started. I mean, season one, they're just, I mean, like one episode, they're like, nope, this is done.
Why was Swamp Thing the series that they wanted to do anyway?
I mean,
DC has a lot of decent characters. I mean, you're the bigger comic book nerd between the two of us, but it's not that I ever hated Swamp Thing. It's a funny joke, you know, Bogman arch nemesis of Swamp Thing, LOL. But I just never really got it. Is this because he had a series in like the 60s or whatever it was? And So now bring it back because
I mean, you're asking me the wrong thing. There's something in the universe. Like, I don't follow all that stuff. It doesn't fly with me too much, but he was involved. He was important in their DC universe.
Answer the question, nerd. You're supposed to know all the nerd trivia.
I couldn't tell you why they pick any of these things, but it had brand equity. The trailers look cool. And it barely got off to one episode and it just canceled. And the most important thing was Bogman won, Swamp Thing, nothing. That's essentially right. What went down. Real quick.
S-O-B.
Have you started Chernobyl?
I've finished Chernobyl.
You've already you've finished Chernobyl because every human being, the trendy thing to do, by the way, is to not watch Chernobyl or talk about it. That's if you want to be a hipster, you have to be like, no, I'm not watching.
What? Why?
Well, because everybody's talking about it.
People are so mad at HBO.
Okay, there's multiple things, but I'm saying what the hipster does is the hipster doesn't follow the crowd. The hipster would be like, no, I'm not watching Chernobyl. I'm watching the Christina Applegate Netflix show about everybody dying. It's really funny. Like, they do that. They wouldn't watch Chernobyl.
I mean, I like Christina Applegate.
I do, too. But I've started this. I don't recall a show that I have had no less than 5 people reach out to me to say, it's one of the best shows. It's getting critically acclaimed as, like, one of the greatest shows of all time. Only 6 episodes, miniseries. Every person, though, says, just skip episode 4. Don't watch it. And I'm like, why would they not watch it? And they're like, if you like dogs, don't watch it. I'm like, oh, okay, something bad's going to happen. So I asked someone, I'm like, so like, give me a timestamp of when I should fast forward it. They're like, the whole episode. And I was like, oh, really? I have never, especially when I invest in shows, have I skipped an episode. I don't, homie, don't play that. I don't do that.
Right. But I mean, might do it. It's not something you're going to do.
I might do it, though. You got to tell me. You finish the series. Don't give me anything. I mean, spoiler alert, I know how it ends. I know how the series ends.
Oh, really? Do you? Oh, okay.
I do. But, like, is it as bad as everyone's making it out to be?
It's not good.
Oh, really?
You know, like, it shows, the whole point of the thing is to show the misery.
Yeah, how horrible it all was.
Yeah, that goes, you know, into all of this stuff. And it's not good, man. Like, you know, I did not enjoy watching that episode. And to be honest, like, I get that it's critically acclaimed and everything, but it's just depressing. Like, I don't know.
You're not in the camp of it's like one of the greatest shows of all time?
No, because it's not. It's definitely not one of the greatest shows of all time. It's well done. I mean, but it's only 5 episodes.
It was 6.
No, it's 5.
Oh, so episode 4. Don't listen. Don't watch.
But so it's just, I don't know, man. And by the way, I thought that was episode 3 anyway. Maybe I'm getting them mixed up. But
you need to go look into that because I'm walking up to episode 3. I'm 2 in and everyone's giving me warnings.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen all of them. I just don't. I kind of watched it in the background. I wasn't hardcore paying attention to every single thing, but like I get the gist of it and it's just not that great. Like it's fine. It's good. But did you hear how upset Russia is about
Russia
this?
Is so upset that they are apparently making their own Chernobyl that is going to blame the U.S. and England somehow. Like, what are they going to do? Like, somehow they're going to blame others for their nuclear plant exploding.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's some, you know, Solid Snake stuff right there. But I don't know how like espionage.
This sounds very Kim Jong-il, like, you know, like, we are the most powerful. We do nothing wrong. The U.S. are infidel. Like, it sounds like that, like, type of propaganda that is being
We need James Franco and Seth Rogen to make a, you know what? One back to it.
So. What was that movie called again?
Oh, God.
The Dictator. We need the Dictator part
the
2.
Dictator.
Yeah, where Seth Rogen and James Franco go to meet Putin to tell him not to do their version of Chernobyl.
Wasn't the Dictator the one with Sacha Baron Cohen?
Oh, maybe you're right. What was the
Everything was Aladdin.
James Franco. Bad movie.
James Franco bad movie.
Let's see if it disaster art comes out. Let's just type in.
James Franco bad movie, but 50 things are gonna pop up. So
let's see. It was called what is the disaster artist? Spain. Oh, The Interview. So the Interview part 2. That's what it'll be. I think that'd be a great movie.
I think so too.
What they could have done is maybe they need, you know how Marvel and Disney ended up purchasing like the you know, the X-Men rights and all that stuff, and then they own all of them. Maybe what HBO needs to do is they need to get in cahoots with DC, and what they'll have the origin story of Swamp Thing is really from Chernobyl. Graphite went into a swamp. It went all the way from Russia, just like Sarah Palin, went from Russia into their backyard into North Carolina, and it created the Swamp Thing. And then it would be relevant, and they wouldn't have to cancel it.
This actually happened in Jersey, and it didn't happen in, Russia at all. It was not in the USSR. It was definitely happening in Jersey.
The USSR. There's a lot of good TV on. That's the big thing. Apparently not Swamp Thing, but there's a lot of other good things that are looming out there. And one that I guess it's not good we're going to be doing soon for our Patreon. We're actually going to be breaking down Brightburn, but the new X-Men. Not that we're going to make this whole segment about this, but on our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, the X-Men Dark Phoenix saga.
I don't know if you know this, but no. You shouldn't make fun of things like Game of Thrones or X-Men, according to Sophie Turner, because a lot of people worked really hard on it.
Oh, a lot of people put their sweat and money and how much did she get paid again? How much did she get paid?
Not enough to shut her mouth. No. So
shut your mouth.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. You're a part of the ending of two beloved franchises that apparently, from all I hear, are both disasters. But
I saw someone made this dumb video, and it's so stupid, but it's one of those things that's so dumb and you have to laugh so hard at it. It was like, look, here comes the ending of Game of Thrones. And it's just this guy and he walks into like a coffee shop and it says the end of Lost, and the end of Lost was in there going, oh, you're finally here. And then they turn and it says, Dexter, oh my God, you're here too.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, it was
Funny. Send me that.
It's so dumb, but I want to see that.
So, lots of good TV out here. The ITL TV breakdown show, we're kind of revamping. That'll be something on Patreon. We got two movies that are breaking down this month, and both superhero movies. And apparently we won't be breaking down Swamp Thing because it is over. I do want to talk more about Chernobyl, but not episode 4.
You did break down Bogman eating kale.
That is another thing we can promote. Patreon. Yeah. You know what? Maybe in the next segment, I'll play that little trailer. I'll play a piece from the trailer. But the full, almost 12-minute docu-short of Bogman Eats Kale, it's called. It's on our Patreon. And it is the story, the build-up to me getting it, putting it together, getting to Bogman, and Bogman having to eat a lot of kale for all of our new Patreon members. Mm. So. You know, really,
I watched the video and I was just like reminded.
Oh, yeah.
Of what had happened there. Oh,
you know, really, if we were being smart, smart businessmen, you should do this every month. You should eat something horrific every month if we just keep.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I saw you with the beet chips and I was like, never going to happen.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, we'd have the. I tell you what. We get 500 Patreons within a month. I'll eat the whole bag of beet chips. But other than that, no way that is happening.
They look horrible. But up for suggestion, we would be smart if we did it. So, yeah, another little plug. Patreon, you can go enjoy that. We're putting out some other content. You know, sometimes, Bogman, people don't like when we don't just do baseball content, like that last Patreon person.
I didn't get anything. I need baseball.
It's like, we like that fun. We give you baseball. We like that fun, too. And football and basketball and movies and TV and all of that
college football,
no big deal, but yeah, you know, get out of here, buddy. You gotta make sure you're happy, but you can check that over on all that stuff over on Patreon. Big topic to talk about, though. We got football, we got baseball, we might even get to some basketball into this later. We'll see how it goes. Probably the biggest piece of news this week, which has wild implications, I think, across the fantasy football landscape, is Tyreek Hill. So let's kind of set the stage, and then when we come back, we got a couple minutes, but when we come back, we'll get into the conversation. But the short front side of this is that Tyreek Hill was accused of some pretty nasty stuff in his family, around child abuse and a bunch of stuff around his family that his wife had, like, audio recordings, and there was, like, I don't know if there's text messages. There was all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it was apparently falsely reported that, I don't remember the county, it doesn't matter, whatever county it was, had reopened the case after this, quote, audio had surfaced. What we found,
I don't think that was falsely reported. I think it was.
This is what we found out with the latest news around Tyreek Hill, that the case was never reopened. It actually wasn't reopened. It was just an ongoing case because we got the results that came down. I believe this was on Thursday, that there were no criminal charges. They weren't going to pursue criminal charges against Tyreek Hill. And this, again, this was contrary to this video or the, what was it, like a phone conversation that
it was a recorded conversation between him and his wife when they were in, I believe, the United Arab Emirates. So they were, you know, traveling. So, yeah.
So
and she recorded it.
It was nasty. And it's nasty stuff. I mean, and like, regardless of him not being charged of criminal stuff, like there's some stuff he says in there where it's like, well, you know,
doesn't mean he's not guilty. It just means they can't prove it.
Yeah. It doesn't mean he's a good person because he was because they're not doing criminal charges. Doesn't mean he's not a scumbag or something. Yeah,
well, he has a history of this. He's been a scumbag.
Like, yeah, he was a scumbag in college, wasn't he?
Yeah, in college he beat on his girlfriend while she was pregnant with this kid.
Oh, this is the same person?
Yeah, I believe so. So, there's a history here. So, you know, this stuff happening is awful, but I don't know that it's unbelievably surprising given his past.
Okay.
So.
And that's out there. But this has all been looming. The presumed idea behind Tyreek Hill is he gone. Like, don't think about Tyreek Hill anymore. The Chiefs went out and took Mecole Hardman super high, and that was everyone freaking out. Well, the news that came down, like we said, was that Tyreek Hill is not going to receive criminal charges on this. So there are some big implications, so much so that the speculation is that there might also only be a very minimal suspension. We might have close to full season Tyreek Hill. That goes a long way in conversation. So we don't need to talk too much about the outside stuff that we don't have control of, unless there's any comments on it. But we do want to talk about what the implications are moving forward on his fantasy value. Dynasty, redraft, Mecole Hardman. It's a lot of stuff. So don't go anywhere. Bogman Welsh in this league. Tyreek Hill talk coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back. You know, the Fantasy Black Book is that little promo for our boy Joe P. Zapia. We don't have a fantasy book out, so, you know, no need to worry about that, but promo for our boy Joe in the Fantasy Black Book is out on the Amazon. I believe the iTunes. You can get a hardback book, and you will find In This League's own Scott Bogman in there. Pretty much taking up, I think, about a quarter of the book with his one write-up about rookies.
Yeah, and that's all I did was write about Kyler Murray. So it's just 29 pages about him. No, I did all the rookies in the draft and a couple of the UDFAs as well.
Yep.
So, you know, if you are in a dynasty league, maybe you got a first year player draft coming up. I'm kind of getting antsy for ours in our three sport. And I hit up our guy, Jesse Sevier, and I was like, when is this again? And he was like, yeah, probably early August. I'm like, oh, okay. A little while ways away. I guess I don't need to get excited about it yet. So
About it. My favorite thing, not thinking leagues.
All I can't wait to do is to take Kyler Murray at four. So you can get so mad at me because I took the only starting quarterback again. Okay. So
I got two now.
No, do you have
I traded
now?
For Aaron Rodgers. I had Kirk Cousins, and I traded for Aaron Rodgers. You can take five quarterbacks again all you want. Take them all. I hope in the one quarterback league we play in, you take 12. That'll be my favorite thing on the planet.
Well, see, it is a one quarterback league, but it's a 16-person league.
Yeah.
So if make sure I have three quarterbacks, you take three. Somebody doesn't have one.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters to me.
What'd you trade Sam Darnold for?
I didn't trade Sam Darnold. I traded Eli Manning for Lynch. So,
and then you traded Matt Ryan for Mark Ingram.
Yes, I traded Matt Ryan for Mark Ingram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how you liking that?
Needed a running back. Well, I got Lamar Jackson, so I'm good.
Yeah. So you should definitely go get Kyler Murray with your Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I might take Kyler Murray. Yeah, I probably will, actually. So
do what you want. I love not thinking about any leagues. It's the best thing. Not seeing anybody talk about them. Not talking to people about trades. It doesn't even exist until it needs to. It's my favorite thing on the planet, Boggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I love.
Guess so.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing. My favorite thing also is the creation process of realizing. We have the ITL Fantasy Football podcast. I know we're doing the radio show here, but you know, it's fun. Once a week we get to talk about fantasy football, but the ITL Fantasy Football podcast is about to hit full throttle. Like, we have to start going full throttle. We will probably be back full time in July, but we might even hit an episode or two in June. So we got to do some preppins. I mean, we've been doing our prepping. I was working on my ranks the other day, and I don't know what you think about this, Boggs. What do you think about a July 1st rank drop on Patreon?
I like that. Yeah.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Done. On our Patreon, July 1st, we're going to drop our first set of fantasy football ranks, and they will be updated on Patreon throughout the season. And then, so, I mean, really, it's just to tell everybody, football at ITL, though we've been talking about it on the Black Book, we talk about it here. The ITL Fantasy Football podcast is about to get back into the full throes of it. And it's pretty damn exciting.
Yeah, I'm ready for football to be back. You know, my dynasty teams, I'm starting to be like, all right, looks like it's the rebuilding process. So I'm trying to start punting off the guys that I'm not going to be using over the next couple years for some picks and some minor league guys and things like that. So, you know, that's where I am in that process. Redraft leagues, I'm sitting pretty good at, you know, crybaby league, I dropped back down to 20th. So I don't know what I'm going to do. So
and just not pay attention.
I set my lineup every day. If a guy's hurt, get him out of the lineup, all sure. that stuff. So guy. I'm trying, but you know, just not going my way in that league. So
no, it's funny you brought up three sport. I was doing a chat on Patreon. I had somebody ask questions about a startup three sport. And I was like, right on. Like people are ramping up these three sport leagues a little bit more.
They're fun.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of like OGs of it because we're like in year three or something like that. I think we're into our third year of a three sport league. So we got some, you know, we can answer some questions. And he was asking, he was like, where would you start if you were in a draft? And I was like, you start with
basketball. There's the least amount of players in basketball. That's the thing. Wow. So, you know, if you're just going by sheer numbers, it'd go basketball, football, and then baseball. Unless you do an IDP, then football and baseball are about the same. So
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, there's some fun adjustments you can have in there.
It's to be honest, I think it might be just kind of learning as we go. It might be tougher to rebuild your basketball team, your baseball team, excuse me, quickly because the prospects take so long to come up.
That's a good point. I mean, but but that also might be a reason behind like whatever prospects you have, sell them for, you know, now talent just because, you know, it's such a long process and three sports to dip from, you can really move around. Like I think in that league, I'm more prone to trade away my prospects in baseball and I have amazing ones just because it's such a bigger pool. And those three sport leagues, if you do it how we do it, where each one is individually, you know, scored and it's just like its own individual, but they all have a cumulative effect and they have a cumulative title. So if you have stuff like that, it's all about getting all of the teams up to par because it's tough to win even if you punt one and you have two dominant and two, it still doesn't, at least how we score it. People could adjust it a little bit so someone could punt one and you could win. In those that we do, it's pretty impossible to win if you're not competitive. You have to probably win one of the three leagues and you have to be competitive in the others or you're not going to win the overall.
Yeah, you at least got to get to halfway, you know, try to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Well, and something of an effect that we would have been dealing with, I don't know who has it in that league or really any dynasty, is this Tyreek Hill stuff. So we set the stage for kind of what the grossness was, what the accusations were. We get the news that he's all clear. Ish, you know, No criminal charges. Yeah. No criminal charges is the first big step. The NFL is going to step up and step in and do something. There was some speculation, Boggs. Like I said, I saw that some think it might be as low as 2. I think the standard that people think is 4. If they wanted to make a statement, which is, I don't know, could be tough when there's no criminal charges, especially with the new stuff that was released by the state, they could go to 8. Where do you sit on this? You think this is a 4?
No, I think it's an 8.
Oh, you think they're going to put the hammer down?
Yeah, I do. The NFL has kind of shown in the past, they don't care about the criminal charges. They don't care about the investigation that's happening. You know, Zeke had his stuff thrown out and the NFL kept investigating. So it's kind of you're living by the NFL law, and the NFL has the tape. It, like everyone can go here where he threatens his wife. So I think they're going to lay the hammer down just for that comment, because I think, you know, well, you can't prove that he did anything. I mean, because if you could, the state would be pursuing this and he'd probably be going to jail. But they're going to take what they have and they're going to go forward with that way. So I think he gets at least half the season. So I think 4 games is, I think that's a nice wish, but I don't think it's going to happen. So
I think 6 seems like the number then. Like, I think you have to cut it in the middle.
Right. If he gets 8, maybe he tries to fight it and they move it down to 6.
Yeah.
And that's what he gets. But you're still only getting 10 games out of him. So
I heard an interesting conversation and I wonder how it pays off. Now, our guy, I always say his name wrong. Is it Eaton or Eaton?
Eaton.
Eaton.
Eaton. Yeah,
it is.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to go with Eaton, but I think it's Eaton. With Fantrax, and he hosts the Dynasty, the Dino Diagnostic podcast, and he's on Fantrax, and they do it's real deep dives into Dynasty conversations. And I heard on one of his shows, they talked about Tyreek Hill in the previous before, you know, the information on Thursday had come out, and the idea was, first off, he said, he's like, this is a no movement player, which I agree with. If you have him, you don't move him. If you don't have him, you don't trade for him. So, like, he has no destination right now. He just sits. But then someone asked, I said, well, what would you do in Dynasty? Would you throw a flyer? And he said, well, he's like, I'm in a startup Dynasty right now. And he's like, I took him 9-1. So he took him in the 9th round. Okay. Even with all of the worry and accusations that are falling around him, he speculated in the 9th round on Tyreek Hill. Now, knowing what we know now, do you think it's ultimately going to, that'll be like a steal? Forgetting all the other outside stuff, just thinking about the player himself. Is that an ultimate steal? Or do you think it's still just the tip of the, like, does the negative stuff that's around him cloud the idea of owning him in a dynasty at all?
That's tough to answer. I think that, I don't know if I'm going to be buying in on him if I'm starting right now. He had a giant year last year and he's still super young. You know, he's 25. He just turned 25. So he's super young. He's in a great offense. He's with a great quarterback. And this could be, you know, if you're in a dynasty, even missing a year could be a blip on the radar for him. And he could pick it right back up and start going again.
Well, wide receiver's value in, Dynasty, you know, I mean, it's the big push that everybody gives. The you know, the longer, long-standing value and power that they have in a dynasty is probably, what would you say, like, if there was an average, you think it's like 3 more years than a standard running back, if you were to take all of the cumulative together, like, if a running back is probably gone by 28, a wideout probably sticks around till 31.
Especially at the top, you know, because, like, we're talking about Tyreek Hill at 25 and how long he's going to last. And everyone is losing their mind about how, Todd Gurley's knee is hurting him and he's 24. I mean, he's going to turn 25 before the season starts, but whatever. We're talking about retirement with him. And this is, you know, even if he misses a year, it doesn't really matter. So it's just a whole thing here. But
so let me flip the question then, because I what I'm garnering, at least for my first part of it, is
I don't want him.
You found, okay, well, because you sound very wishy-washy on how you feel, understandably, but like,
I'm not wishy-washy as as to how I feel, I don't want him. Okay. And I have him in a dynasty league as well, our IDP dynasty league. I have him, and I am at a good value too at the last round. But I don't want to own him, you know, part because I don't want to own the scumbag, but part because, you know, he's done this in the past. It's creeping up again. I can easily see him. I think, you know, he makes one false move after this and it's over, Johnny. You know, it doesn't matter if you're good. No one's going to have the stones to sign you because nobody wants to go through that stuff.
See, now, that's what I was curious about. Like if you were starting up a restart dynasty, knowing what we know now, it definitely changes the perspective of like what I was telling you with Eaton, where he's saying I speculated in round 9 on this guy because the talent is round 2 talent.
Right.
But, you know, the questions are really big. Knowing what we know now, you say you're completely out, which I understand. What do you think if you were starting one tomorrow and knowing like, all right, he's going to miss some games this season. Criminal charges are done. This isn't going to stick as like a lifetime ban based on current situations. Doesn't mean something won't happen in the future. Where do you think his value moves to in Dynasty as of right now?
Probably like 15 among wide receivers. So probably like round 6, 7.
Wait, what? 15, the 15th wide receiver isn't going to be round 6 or 7. 15th wide receiver is going to go in the second or third round.
No, I don't think so. In a dynasty,
I think you're going to get a ton
of running backs. So the fourth round, the fourth round, 15th wide receiver, whatever, right around that neighborhood. So he's not going to go. He's going to go ahead of Robert Woods. But the rest of these guys, like I'm looking at Fantasy Pros, just their PPR rankings for just this season. And I can see Diggs, Thielen, Cooper, Green, Hilton, Keenan Allen, all those guys going
in
ahead.
Dynasty, because we're going to talk about even redraft, in dynasty. So let's not jump into redraft yet. We're talking about how about this one? In Dynasty, would you rather Tyreek Hill or Amari Cooper?
Cooper.
Cooper's 24 also, by the way. Which, by the way, Cooper feels like he is 31.
That's because he was so young when he came out. So,
all right, here, let me check this guy's age. Okay, this is, I think, a really good one. Tyreek Hill in Dynasty or Stephon Diggs?
I'd rather have Diggs.
Okay, and Diggs in redraft is 14 right now.
Yeah.
Let me press you on this one. Tyreek Hill or Kenny Go All Day? Who's 25 years old.
I'd rather have Hill.
So I think what you said, I think you are going to be relatively accurate to your statements. I think you're going to have him around 15. Because I'm looking here. If you say he's above Woods, he's above Galladay, he's definitely going to be above Edelman. Brandon Cook, I know you love Brandon Cooks. Cooks or Tyreek?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I think I'd rather have Hill, but I don't know that I would take him. You know, I think I might be, if I'm ranking for other people to use my rankings, I would put Hill above Cooks.
So,
but if I'm drafting, I just don't know if I can take Hill.
So assuming that there's adjustments, like I'm just looking at a redraft one right now, like there are guys that will come out of this range. You probably have some tight ends. You're going to have like older guys like AJ Green, and then there'll be players that will come into it. Some of the rookies. But let's just say all things are equal to redraft rankings. You're saying Tyreek Hill is a third round pick in Dynasty. Based on where the wide receiver range that you put, Stephon Diggs is the 30th overall player in redraft right now at wide receiver 14. So again, knowing that there's considerations, maybe Thielen drops and, you know, there's a young wideout, you know, that jumps in it and there's, you know, there's just some adjustments. I don't think the players that come out of the top 35 are less or more than the players that come in. So I think it all becomes relative. So if you're saying that Tyreek Hill is around Stephon Diggs is a mid third rounder right now. So you're saying Tyreek Hill is a mid third rounder in Dynasty. I'm just giving you perspective.
Yeah.
I know I'm not picking, but if you're saying this is the range, this is what that makes him with a lot of risk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with a ton of risk. Yeah.
But if you factor like risk
just
in, you
went in the
pass.
Ninth round in that one, but that was before we got this report that he's not going to get charged. Like he was going to go to jail, you know, a week ago. That's what we thought. He was going to be put behind bars for an extended period of time. His NFL career was over. The Chiefs already put him on the suspended list. I don't think Goodell put him on the suspended list, but just because he didn't have to, because the Chiefs had already done it. So, and they're still doing their investigation or whatever it is. So now he moves to a guy that's looks like he's going to be playing again. So yeah, I think third round, because if he had a clean bill of health, right? Clean bill of no scumbaggery. I think among dynasty wideouts, I'd put him behind Hopkins, Beckham, Thomas, Adams, Juju, Evans. Yeah, I put him right there between Julio and Cooper.
Yeah, I think that's his relative range. One of the things that's going to play into a factor is I think people will assume, all right, well, there's some fear factor, if you will, into his value. But at the same time, the range of players that he's going to end up being in Dynasty, it's a lot of meh players. People are really going to be like, do I want to risk with Hill or do I want Marlon Mack? You know, do I want Aaron Jones or Hill? That's the factors that people are going to be going with. So when we come back, let's talk about him in the redraft. And we got to talk about some Gurley, too. So don't go anywhere. Bogman and the Welsh, we're coming back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.w, call me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
That is what's going on. Patreon.com/ITL Army. That's what you can do on that old internet. There you go. Click, 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 patreon.com/old ITL Army. Come have some fun with us. Secret shows, prospect lists, streams. I did a stream this week.
Yeah, you did.
Usually do those.
MLB draft.
It had been so long. I had to call Bogman. I'm like, am I doing this right? Like,
you let everybody in it too. So
I did. And Bogman was so upset with the amount of people that were in it. He was like, "What is happening?" It was because I made it public. But also at the same time, I would say though, still a pretty nice compliment. And you know, for us to have hundreds of people in the first couple minutes, and we're both like, this isn't right. And Bachman texts me. He's like, did you make this public? What'd you do?
What are you doing? You making things public?
And I was like, oh, I did. And then
So all the pores can see it too?
What
are you doing?
You can always tell too in the real mud, not like our mud people, but like the scum mud people that don't support us are out there, because then I'm like, who are these people?
They're like, yeah, you're going to die of a stroke soon.
Yeah, well, they say that on your periscopes. Someone was like, where does pee come from? And I was like, wait a minute. The internet's open here. We're open to the internet right now. Let's privatize this, some of a bitch. Let's do that. And that's what I did. But yeah, we got the chats, the streams, and all the fun stuff. If you like fun and you like a little bit of entertainment with your fantasy, we are good for that. If you are a no fun person, if people often talk to you in a way of why don't you like fun, if you're not invited out, if people don't call you or text you, you're probably not right for us. Now, if you don't have friends, and you want more friends and you want to be social, that's different. But if you have lots of friends, but you're a fuddy-duddy and everyone sees you, they go, like, you're probably not right for us. You should go somewhere else because we like fun.
Fun. This is going to be fun. Yeah. Talk about Tyreek Hill. So much fun.
So much fun. Oh, boy, there's a lot of fun stories out there. All right.
So real quick, I just want to circle back here to the dynasty rankings, because I'm looking right now at Fantasy Pros 2019 dynasty rankings. They have a consensus of 22 people right now.
And no way it's updated.
No, it's not updated with this news at all. No. So I'm just looking based off of, you know, no Tyreek Hill on this list, but Hopkins, Beckham, Michael Thomas, easy all taken over Hill.
Easy.
Adams or Hill? Like, if Hill had no
Devontae
problems.
Adams. How old is Devontae Adams?
Devontae Adams is not that old, but I think he's 26. You're going to have to look it up.
Okay, because that's what I am going to be extremely bullish on Devontae Adams. He's 26. all Davante Adams all day, every day for me.
Okay.
I just want to make sure he wasn't like 29, because I'll still take the next 2 years of him over Hill, but then, you know, you've probably got another three or four, assuming.
Well, I'm also saying Tyreek Hill, if he had no problems.
Yeah.
You would still go.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Because I think I would take Hill, but just slightly.
Adams without question for me. But Hill's probably next.
Juju's tough because Juju's a couple years younger, but within the next couple seasons, he is also going to be losing Ben.
I'll take him. And if he were good Hill.
You know, going back and thinking about that on the break, I think I would too. Mike Evans is a tough one because is Bruce Arians going to stick?
Yeah.
Is he going to leave? And if they're going to, are they going to go with Jameis Winston? Are they going to go with someone new? I think I'd take Hill there too. So Hill is somewhere between four or five. Now you factor in all this mess that he's in. You have to lower him way down. I put him below Evans, Juju, Julio, Cooper, Keenan, Diggs, AB or Hill.
In Dynasty?
Yeah, AB is crazy, but Hill is, you know, on the verge of jail time.
Boy. Yeah, that's, how old, Antonio's like 30, isn't he?
31? Yeah, he's 30.
I'm sorry. One last thing. Is this isn't Hill without issues. This is current iteration of Hill.
This is with issues Hill.
I think it might be with issues Hill.
AB will be 31 before the season.
I mean, here's the better way to say it. It's a hard pass.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hard pass on Hill.
It's a hard pass on like this situation, but it's good that we're doing this situation. But I'm just telling you, like, if it guns to my head and I have to make the decision, I'm giving you my decision. But
you said AB, right?
No, I said Hill.
You said Hill.
Okay. I said Hill.
I think I'm going to take AB.
Dynasty?
Yeah, even in a dynasty. Thielen, I'm taking Thielen easy. Right?
Yeah. I mean, but Thielen's like 31.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm probably taking
Thielen. I mean, just think of the problems that Tyreek Hill has had. Does he make it to 31? In the NFL.
You know, I mean, and if Antonio Brown didn't have all this, I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm really stuck on that Antonio Brown one, like, because I'm easily taking Thielen, and I don't think the age is far off of Thielen and Brown. But Brown also just has, like, these quirks that make me uncomfortable right now. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you feel like he could just walk away.
Yeah. Like he's unhappy after year one. He wants another extension. He holds, I don't know, man. Like,
Thielen's 2 years younger too, by the way. He's 28.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, that, I mean, it makes it a no brainer here because I love Thielen. So, Thielen above both of them.
I think after that, you get into these guys that are either older, like AJ Green, or
guys like Diggs and Cooper.
Right, injury problems that have had Cup, you know, T.Y. Hilton's down here. Corey Davis is down here. He hasn't gotten going yet. I think you're taking Hill over most of those guys. Yeah. But given the situation, I could easily see Hill dropping way down this list, like below like guys like Tyler Lockett and Will Fuller, you know. So he could drop down, you know, if you're taking into account and you're pretty much taking him off your board, but you're still being reasonable. I think he goes down to like 31 at the lowest, like the people that really
at wide
want to
receiver
him. At wide out. Yeah,
I think so. But like I told you before, I don't think he slips too much past the fourth in a dynasty.
I don't think so either.
Because the range of people that he's in, I'm telling you, people will look at the range and they'll like be like Marlon Mack, Tyler Lockett, or Tyreek Hill, I'll take the risk. So that's why the range is going to do him favors.
You got to also take into account just the look from the NFL too. And, you know, they're about to redo the CBA. Are they going to give, you know, harsher penalties? Maybe it's just, hey, look, the NFL, you can't look into this stuff anymore. But if the NFLPA is making a decision and it's just a flat thing, it's not a, you know, kind of behind the screen and all that. We don't know what the NFL is going to do. It's just a look. If you're accused of this, it's 10 games.
Yeah.
Boom. Done. You know, or it's, you know, the three strikes you're out rule. So he's done, you know, whatever it is.
I just, why isn't there an oversight committee about it? It's just like Goodell that rules on it. Like there should be a known committee, not like some secret back board type of thing. It's some Illuminati that's sitting out there like, yes, we'll decide and we will punish
We won't punish or punish the steroid people, and we won't punish the abusers. And, you know, because that's what everybody cites. So, like, if you do steroids, you get 6 games. If you, you know, domestic violence,
the
you
weed
get 4 games.
Stuff. You yeah, know, the it's weed. The weed stuff, like Martavis Bryant having to, you know, miss a year because he smoked pot versus this guy getting, you know, whatever, if it's 4 games, which would be ridiculous.
Like, let me explain something. Do you understand, like, how moody I am? Like, I'm a moody person. Like, on a whim, something can happen. And then I'm ruined for 3 days. And I'm not saying that people are like that, but Goodell acts like he's like a version of me, but worse. Like one day he's like, I gotta get
to
here.
We would never want the Welsh running anything.
No, of course not. That's what I'm saying. You don't want me running that. That's the whole point. You get people that are good at it. That he seems like he just wakes up and he's like, God damn.
Well, the whole
year. And then he's just, they're like, this guy was accused of 2 games. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm in a good mood. It's fine.
But,
2 games.
But like, that's why Goodell gets paid as much as he does.
To make bad decisions and deal with it?
To be the bad guy. To deal with the brunt of the backlash when you do something.
Well, the best
wrong.
Bosses know how to allocate. And that's what he doesn't do. It should
yeah,
be a
but
committee.
It doesn't. He can't allocate it to anybody because nobody else is making it. He makes the highest salary of any player in the NFL. He makes $40 million a year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's why he can't delegate that stuff because no one else is making that money. So no one else is going to be wearing it on the chin. That's why it's
well,
all like,
the NFL
well,
needs
this is
to
what
do.
We want to do. Here you go,
here's
Roger.
Here's what they
Sign
need to
this.
Do. They need to make NFL court, and he will dress up as like Judge Judy every week. And there will be 12.
You'll do that thing.
Yeah. And there'll be 12 jury members, and they can be former players or coaches, and they'll come up on the stand, and then the player will come up with his lawyer. They'll televise it. The NFL will make millions of more dollars that they don't pay to the players.
That's what I want. I want Jeff Fisher deciding my career.
That would be great.
I'd be like 8 games.
8 games.
8-8.
8-8. He plays 8. He's suspended 8 every time. They're like, he's just here. You know, because he wore bad shoes and he got fined $10,000. 8 games.
The biggest thing with Jeff Fisher is they can't decide what day is his. Is it July 9th or is it August 8th?
He's pretty active, by the way, on Twitter now, too. It's kind of
Jeff
funny.
Fisher is?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He's all over Twitter. It's his thing. He loves commenting. Let's talk about redraft, by the way, because we're getting out into the weeds on this, because there's another thing I want to pull into this. Now, the redraft conversation is going to be fascinating this year because I don't know, and this is all so new. We can only speculate when we're going to get a decision. Okay, so let's start here. When do you think a decision is thrown down? Like, at what point into the draft season will we know the games that Tyreek Hill is suspended? Is it going to be a month out, 2 months out, or weeks out?
No, it's going to be... who knows, man? I mean, Zeke, they didn't have done until a couple weeks into the season, right? They said, no, we're still investigating. We're still investigating. So he had to sue to be taken off the suspended list so he could play games. And then it looked like he had won his thing. And then he, you know, withdrew it and served a 6-game suspension. And that was that. So I have, and no one has, any earthly idea when this is going to be solved, if he's going to be taken off the suspended list, if he's going to sue. So this season, I am out.
Okay, but I don't want to say we're out, move on, and not have any more conversation. I want to talk about this. So let me present some scenarios then, because maybe I staged this wrong, because you're right. There is too much we don't know.
Right.
Let's start here. We know going into August, we know how long he's suspended. For argument's sake here, let's say it's 6 games, just for argument, because you say 8. A lot of people say 4, could be less. Let's just say 6 games. We've dealt with this before. We dealt with this with Mark Ingram. I remember the Todd Gurley year where he wasn't suspended, but he was just out. So let's say 6 games. Tyreek Hill is out. Knowing what you know about the Chiefs offense, knowing what you know Tyreek Hill can do in that Chiefs offense, 10 games of Tyreek Hill. I know you are out, but where do you think his value lies in those 10 games, which would be 10 games you would get in your fantasy playoffs? It's obviously going to take a hit, but do you have a relative range? And if not, I'm going to play some players against you and get your opinions on them.
You know, what's funny is I'm looking at the list and he is at 37 right now. I think that's probably.
I'm looking at PPR. I don't see him at 37.
You know what? This is Dynasty Rankings. Yeah. So
I will tell you, he is going to be way down here. He's not even in a viewable stage. All right. Let me start throwing some players at you, and you tell me.
Okay.
10 games of Tyreek Hill or Dante Pettis?
Pettis.
Ooh, easy, huh? All right. Golden Tate or Tyreek Hill?
Tate.
Christian Kirk or Tyreek Hill? Cortland Sutton or Tyreek Hill?
Sutton.
Boy, you're making this tough. Corey Davis or Tyreek Hill?
Davis.
All right, so yeah, this is definitely you being out, O-U-T, out. Because I think you're placing him around 40. Because, Christian Kirk and Sutton are in the 40s.
A third of the season, he should go around 40.
Okay, but I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm saying, yes, it's 10 games. We know what he could do in 10 games. Do you have Tyreek Hill's numbers up here? I want
I can find him real quick.
Yeah, so. I'm looking them up too real quick because
his 1,400 yards is like 86 catches for 1,400 yards and 12 touchdowns, and he also had a rushing score.
How many 100-yard receiving games did he have? That's what I want to know.
Probably 7 or 8.
All right, do you not have the stats up?
I can look him up. I got his thing here.
I got Pro Football. So he had 1,479 yards last year. And where's the game?
500 yard games.
500 yard games?
Yeah, but it was like 139, 215, 142, 169. And the other ones were, just over 100, 101, 117. So,
and looking here, the last 10 games, he had four of his 100 yard games because he actually had six 100 yard games. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He started the year and ended the year on 100 yard receiving games in 2018. And in the final, if we were just playing that game to extrapolate, he had 6 touchdowns and roughly, I think about a let's see what it said. It's about 1,300. It's probably about 850 yards to 900 in the final 10 games and 6 touchdowns. So, Bogman, let's say you get 900 yards, 6 touchdowns out of Tyreek Hill. Those are the stats. Does that range still apply to you? You still think that's lower than Dante Pettis and Christian Kirk?
Yeah, because you're assuming a bunch of things here. You're assuming he's going to perform the exact same. I mean, we've already... we've seen guys come back and they've got rust on them. We're assuming Patrick Mahomes is going to be healthy. There's just so much that goes into it. I just would rather not take the risk on stupid Tyreek Hill. So I'm just I am OUT. And maybe that is, like you said before, maybe because he's better than Sutton.
I think it
he's
skews this Kirk. A bit because you don't have a wiggle room. You don't really have.
But I feel like I do have wiggle room.
Well, you just said you're out.
But this guy is this is where I'm taking him if I'm not out. Look, he's off my board for this year. I will not take him. Yeah. He is zero shares. But if we're going back to the scenario where I am taking him, right? You have to get to the playoffs for him to perform like this for you. And I think someone is going to take too high of a risk on him now that he's not suspended, assuming he's going to get 4 games. And look, if it comes out in his 4 games, I will adjust accordingly.
What do you think that looks like quickly? We only have about 30 seconds. What do you think if it's 4 games, Robbie Anderson or Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill. If it's 4 games, I'm much more on board. I would put him right after Diggs. He would be 15 for me.
Wow. For 4 games?
4 games versus 6 games, you have to make the playoffs.
Okay. No, I mean, that's a big, big, I think that's a bold statement and not a bad way at all. I think that tells a lot of what you're saying. If 4 games, he jumps up that high because
2 games is almost a fifth of your season at that point.
Well, I was actually about that. I mean, because then the interesting thing is what does 2 games do if that happened? I mean, 2 games, he probably stays the same, don't you think? Even if it's 2 games,
not much more wiggle room, but a little bit. Yeah,
just a little bit. So, all right. When we come back, hour 2 is coming up. Hour 1 is in the book. We're actually kind of not done with this conversation because I have got, we don't need to keep talking. We talked an hour about Tyreek Hill. But I do have another guy we need to talk about. And I got a little who'd you rather comparison maybe in Dynasty to go through. So don't go anywhere. Hour 2 is coming up in this league. We'll be back.